ask me why I'm happy, so I just tell you why.
Of one of your close relations, one you truly love is caught up far away. Look unto the Lord, and by faith stake your claim. Trust in God and call upon Him. Every promise every promise in the book is mine. You may find you've lost a passion, maybe because of your poor reaction. Life isn't that fair. Does He really care? Look unto the
faithful, brother and sister. Amen. Let's sing that song, I Bless Your Name. Amen. Sometimes people been in difficult situation, they praised His name, and God made something out of that. Don't look at your circumstances, praise His name. Amen. Amen. D. In prisoner's chain, it is right. Let's pray that night, and in the pain began to sing. The chains were loose, standing they sang, I bless your name. I bless your name. Maybe you don't feel to bless Him. Let's
I
bless Him.
I give you all. I give you praise. You are
the light,
the truth,
the way.
The truth, the way.
I bless your name.
Oh, I bless your name.
Some
midnight
I bless your name.
Oh, so we
Father. How we do bless your name upon this evening, Lord. Father, only you are worthy of worship and praise, Lord. And how we long just to lose ourselves in you. How we thank you for worship, Lord. How we thank you for things that raise us above the things of this world. How we thank you for fellowship, Lord, divine. How we thank you, Lord, for giving us another evening, Lord. That we can come to wait upon you. That we can come to seek your face. That, Lord, we can come to call upon your name.
Amen.
Father, and an assurance and a promise.
Yes.
Father, you said if two or three.
Yes, Lord.
And Father, you said if two of you agree on anything. So, Father, we've come to agree around your word upon this night. So may you bless us as we gather in your precious name. Bless your word unto us. Even as prayer has gone forth, Father, for various needs, we commit them into your hands. Father, be glorified, we pray, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. God bless you, saints.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles this evening to John chapter 4, verse 13. John chapter 4, verse 13 and verse 14. Let's get a thought. We come to prayer. We've been speaking on evangelism, witnessing. So we decide to have a look at something here which could be a great resource to us in any kind of witnessing, whether it's the family altar, when you're gathering with your children, whether it's our Sunday school, with the Sunday school teachers, whether it's witnessing to your family, whether it's witnessing to people at work. I just want to really show, just from the message identified with Christ, just a couple of pages, what the prophet speaks of. And I think it's a real good principle. If the Lord would help us to fellowship around us, to see how the Lord has made us. Now, he's made us in such a way that if we take advantage of that, we have a great aid, a great tool to help us when you're witnessing to people. So John chapter 4, let's read 13 and 14. This is with the woman at the well. Let's read a little bit before from 10. Jesus answered and said unto her, if thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, give me to drink, thou wouldest have asked of him, and he would have given thee living water. The woman saith unto him, sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou that living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself and his children and his cattle? Jesus answered and said unto her, whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up unto everlasting life. The woman saith unto him, sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw. Amen. Let's also read Psalm 107. The book of Psalms, 107, verse 9. David is telling us something here as well, down the same line. Psalm 107, verse 9. For he satisfieth the longing soul, and filleth the hungry soul with goodness. Amen. May the Lord bless his word. You may be seated. I'm just going to read in this message identified with Christ, I'll just read the way the prophet puts it. He says, you know, there is in the country today so many dissatisfied people. And it's amazing when you get around and find out so much dissatisfaction. People hardly know what they want to do. Now, in this age that we're living in, this is a very deceptive age, especially with social media. Because people portray themselves as something that they're not. You know, people will look at us as Christians and say, you know, they'll try to portray this image and put a nice picture, you know, it's been photoshopped, so he's got white teeth. You know, and they'll make it really have an image that you and I will look at that person and say, but hey, that person, I think they're so satisfied in life. But let me tell you a truth, and this truth will never fail. No soul can be satisfied without Jesus.
Amen.
It's impossible. God has made the human soul initially in his own image.
Amen.
And although that soul has fallen and is marred, no soul can truly be satisfied without Jesus. Amen. And to always remember that is a tremendous thing when you're witnessing to somebody. Because people are always going to put on an image. You know, they're going to portray something. I don't need that. You know, I don't need God and all those kinds. I was speaking to people at work this week. It's very interesting. But as you start getting closer and closer home, like Jesus with the woman at the well, finally when Jesus started to say to her, look, I can give you something that satisfies. Now you've gone and you speak about Jacob's well and you speak about worshiping in this mountain and you speak about, you know, your father Jacob gave you this well. He says, those things are all fine. But Jesus could tell that she had a great need. She was dissatisfied inside of her soul. And then Jesus was managed to get to the point that he revealed himself to her that he could satisfy the quench of her soul. And the moment that that came to her, and then he managed to contact a place. There was a deep inside of her, which is inside of every person, that she had a longing inside, a dissatisfaction inside. But then Jesus now, when he revealed unto her that I can quench that thirst, I can satisfy that portion inside of her, she had hope. Maybe she had tried many things. She's tried 5 different husbands and she's tried all the different things she can find to find the satisfaction. And now there's an atmosphere there and something's been ministered to her and that something inside of her is starting to come to life. And she's starting to realize maybe there is a chance that I can find this satisfaction, this purpose. And that's when she says, please, give me of this water to drink. Amen. Yeah, and it's a powerful thing how Jesus witnessed to her. So the prophet says, it seems like people don't know what they want to do. And that's the truth. Now, we don't know what's happening in the lives of people, but the proof of this is remember what you were before you met Christ. Remember what you do on a Friday night. No, you'd be out in the disco, you'd be out in the clubs, you'd be out in the bar, you'd be doing this or that, or trying to find satisfaction in sport, trying to find satisfaction in music, trying to find satisfaction in something, but were you ever satisfied? You would try to quench that thirst, you would try to satisfy that longing. But like we saw, David said in Psalm 107, he satisfies the longing soul. And God has made it like that. He then goes on to say, the hospitals are full of dissatisfied people. So this dissatisfaction, it spills even into the natural. It spills into tension. It spills into people using drugs, alcohol, nicotine. People getting involved with all sorts of things. It's simply a manifestation of that truth. That the human soul, which is immortal, is searching for something that can satisfy it. But nothing that is immortal can be satisfied with something that is mortal. So the human soul can only be satisfied with something that's immortal. And God has made it like that. And when you and I are witnessing to somebody, never forget that. That no matter what that person says, you've got something they don't have. You have something. You've drunk from a fountain. You've drunk from living waters. There's something that has so satisfied you inside of your soul. And that's why if you've never experienced that, you can never be a witness. Now you need to drink of that fountain first yourself. You need to taste and see that the Lord is good. And then, if nothing else you can say to somebody, look at Jesus. He's the master evangelist. He knows all things. He could have spoken science to her. He could have spoken anything to her to confound her with knowledge and wisdom. But what was the thing that he spoke to her? What was the thing? I have living waters. You can come and drink from this well. You'll be thirsty again. But whosoever drinks of the water that I shall give to them shall never thirst again. Ah, friends, that's something that if you can, Jesus stayed away from all the controversy with her. She wanted to speak about politics. She wanted to speak about race. She wanted to speak about religion. And Jesus knew that's not what she needs. I don't need to answer her political questions. I don't need to answer questions about which race is right, the Samaritans or the Jews. I don't need to get caught up in her religious wranglings about where should we worship, in the mountain or in Jerusalem. Jesus knew this. He says, that's not the important thing. Amen. What she needs is satisfaction in the soul. She needs to drink of the living waters.
Amen.
And it was so masterly how Jesus brought to that point. Yes, he did point her. Go and call your husband. Yes, he got into the issue of the manifestation inside of her. That's what the prophet says. Those things are not sin. Adultery is not sin. Drunkenness is not sin. That's the attributes of sin. But sin itself is deeper than that. Those are characteristics that come from a dissatisfied soul. Characteristics that come from a soul that has never ever had a true witness to be introduced to who Jesus really is.
Amen.
And that's the great challenge in this day. You know, we can portray so many things to people. I was speaking at work yesterday. It came to a discussion in the office about religion. Because this one girl, she's a Catholic girl, Sinead. She's quite a hot-tempered girl. But she went, her sister-in-law was dedicating their baby at Emmanuel Church up somewhere in Northern Ireland. And she came and she was so disgusted with what she saw. So I spoke to her. Somebody told me, when you weren't in the office, she was saying a lot of things. So I went and spoke to her. I said, Sinead, tell me about this dedication of which when she said, Andrew, she said, hey, because she's a Catholic. She says, I went along to this church. She said, it was just a rock concert. That's what it was. She says, and people are just walking up and down. People are bringing cups of tea into the church. All these kind of things. Yeah. Then I said to her, she says, and my sister-in-law goes there. My sister-in-law is always trying to tell me that she's got something that I don't have. Then I says, but does she not have something? Maybe she's not expressing it to you in the light. She says, Andrew, she sits with the Bible all the time and she has a vodka and a Coke. She drinks vodka. And then I swore for myself. I said, yay, 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 yay. The world is thirsting for something, but it's not finding it. It's looking for something that's genuine. It's not looking for something that's faultless, because you and I aren't going to ever be faultless. But it's looking for something that's genuine. It's looking for someone that will live up to what they profess. Somebody who's drunk from something and then comes and tells them, you guys, those people there, they haven't drunk from the real thing. But there's a real thing. And I said, never throw the baby out with the bathwater. I said, don't dismiss everything because of what you've seen, because there's a genuine something. There's a genuine, whenever you find a counterfeit, it's a proof that there's the genuine one that's been made of. But friends, the world is looking for that. It's looking for that reflection of something. Listen how the prophet continues on. He says, there seems to be something that they're reaching after, but they just never come to it. So the world is seeking for something to satisfy, but they never seem to come to it because they're looking in the wrong places. And why are they looking in the wrong places? Let's read Romans chapter 10, verse 13 and 14, just to be reminded of what Paul said. Romans 10, he says in verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How can they ever find satisfaction when they don't yet believe in Jesus?
Amen.
They don't know that Jesus is the answer. They don't know that Jesus is the satisfying portion. They don't know that he's real and that he can satisfy the longing soul. So Paul says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Ah, friends, that's our commission. That's our commission to testify, like they say, witness to people, and if necessary, use words. And that's a real good thing to think about. If necessary, use words. But we can't blame the world for seeking satisfaction and being dissatisfied, because nobody ever has introduced them to the answer. They've seen religion in all its form. Today, my boss, she called me and said, "Andrew, I want to speak to you." She said, she says, my daughter, she's 3 years old, but we had to put in a Catholic school. She says, "But my husband's a total unbeliever. He doesn't believe anything." I said, "Why do you guys not believe in it?" She says, "You know, my daughter's 3 years old. We go past a church. She calls it a castle. She doesn't even know what a church is." She says, "She doesn't even know." She said, "I was so embarrassed yesterday when we went down to the shopping center. There was a nativity scene." And she said, "Oh, look, mommy, the mummy with the baby." And she said, "I just said, that's baby Jesus." She said, "Who?" My, it was quite a challenge. Then I said, "But why are you like that?" She says, "Because of all the traditions and the ceremonies and all the scandals of the priests and all those kind of things." And then I told her as well, I said, "But there's a genuine." She said, "I've heard of all these people that speak in tongues. I think there's something wrong with their minds." I said, no. You might have seen the wildfire, but don't dismiss that because of the wildfire, it shows there's a genuine fire. There's something. There's something that can satisfy. But that's what Paul's trying to say. He says, people are searching. The prophet's saying, people are searching. And Paul is answering the question to say, but how shall they call on him whom they've not believed? And how can they believe on him of whom they've never heard? They don't know what the solution is. People are perishing, but unless somebody shows them, there's already a remedy. There's a medicine here which can meet your exact need. Now the person's going to seek deliverance in so many different, I'll go to witch doctors, I'll go to so many different things. But if you have the answer, and how do you know that it's the answer? Because it worked on you. Because you can testify, I know this is real. It works. I tried it for myself. Amen. And friends, people can reason and the mind will kick in and I'll try to say all manner of things. But God has constituted human beings thus, that the soul of a human being knows that it's not satisfied. Amen. And no matter how much they try to satisfy this, you know, one man once said, I had in the back of my old Bible, said, he was a historian, he says, there's a cry in the human soul to which the world has no answer. There's a cry. There's a something inside that's seeking immortality, that's seeking answers, that's seeking to know where did we come from, where are we going. And we try to stuff ourselves full of science and knowledge and unbelief, but it never quenches that something inside of the soul. But there's something which is so simple. Paul says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. But how can somebody know they're supposed to call upon him? And if somebody goes and shows them, this is the answer. Amen. And then then she knew, is this the answer? This woman at the well. Is that what it is? Is that what I'm thirsting for? This, please give me these living waters. Amen. It's a serious point that he's come to. The prophet says, we find in our homes, which is the backbone of the nation, of the church. So we're getting to the family altar now. Now when we find dissatisfaction among our young people, have we ever really introduced Jesus to them as their satisfying portion? No, I was thinking about it. I thought, in the end of it all, if you really come down to our Sunday schools, if you come down to our youth and all those things, what has always got to be the priority? Has got to be Jesus. Amen. No matter what else we do, no matter what else we teach, that's got to be the ultimate, because the prophet says Jesus, he's the absolute. Amen. He's the absolute in the scripture. He's got to be the absolute in your life. Amen. One man once said that, he says, no matter in all your preaching about prophecy, in all your preaching, never get to a place where you can't see Calvary. Always stay that you're just there. You can see, no matter how much you preach about anything else, let Calvary not be far. Because that is the root. That is the source. That is the beginning point of the whole thing. And it's true. And that's what you need to pray for. That's why it's so good for us to come in prayer, to pray for our Sunday school, to pray for our youth, to pray for our families, to pray for our family altars, to pray for ourselves as fathers, as the priest of the home, mothers, as the fifth gospel that the prophet says. It's so important for us to stay in prayer about these things so that he can make himself known.
Amen.
That he is the answer. When our young children are trying to find satisfaction in all these other things, computer games and all these other things, friends, there's a solution.
Amen.
There's a solution. And the prophet says it here. He says, and people are reaching for something and can't find it. And that's a pitiful condition to be in. They're looking everywhere to find something to make themselves an example. So there's something inside of the human soul that is trying to find something to identify itself with. No, trying to find an example to follow. Trying to find something it can look up at. That's the way that God has made the human soul. And he says, and people are reaching for something. We take the woman of our day. They'll watch television until they see a certain movie star. And she'll come out and dress in a certain way. And all the women want to dress or act like her to make her the example. Some pretty girls in the bloom of life try to pattern themselves, try to make some movie star an example that they should go by. And finally, they find themselves wound up in a cage of sin that they can't get out of. What a pity. Because the devil is a perverter. Yeah, the devil knows this principle so well. And he evangelizes people into his kingdom using it. He knows that all our young people are seeking for something to identify themselves with. So what does he do? Star Wars, Luke Skywalker, Superman, Batman, all the superheroes. You see, and then he surrounds them and presents it before them and wherever they go. And then the next thing you see, young children in the street with their Batman costume or dressing up like Luke or got their what's those things? Those, what do they use in Star Wars? The lightsaber, whatever that it is. You know, it's an amazing thing to think about the power of an example. That what you present before the soul of somebody. Now somebody's going to say, maybe in that I'm going to find satisfaction. And you find young people will focus on those things. And the devil, he knows it very well. The prophet says, you see, they're hunting for something. And we take men. The old man wants to be a teenager. The teenager wants to be like one of these rock and roll kings. And where do they wind up? In sin and disgrace. Because it's a mirage. There's something being presented to them to say, you'll be satisfied if you follow this. Be satisfied if you make this your example. And then they dress like that. They do their hair like that. They follow that person. Not realizing that it's just an image. Behind it is a fake. Behind it, that film star is maybe on drugs, was on antidepressants, was thinking of committing suicide, is a wreck and a ruin of a human being. But Satan's portrayed this before people. And the soul, in always seeking for an example, seeking for something to satisfy, it takes a hold of that because it hasn't found the real thing yet. The real thing's never been presented to it, so it's going to find anything it can. Maybe I'm going to find it. You don't even know because it's the reaction of your soul. And you start to identify yourself in NBA. Or you start to identify yourself in all manner of hip-hop or whatever that it is. And it's just the devil understanding how God made people and perverting the desire and presenting the wrong thing. He says about man. He says, and the little boy on the street. He says, how I know it. He's got to be a Hopalong Cassidy. Yeah? That was on the TV in that day. And the commercial world gets hold of that and makes millions of dollars out of it. You see, it's marketing. They realize in marketing there's a desire in people to be identified with something. That if we portray something as cool, as we portray something as powerful, we portray something as a hero, and then you see every Christmas, there's a certain fad and there's a certain craze. And every cycle of the movies, there comes the next thing. Star Wars, Rogue One, whatever it's called now. And everywhere you go, it's the toys, it's the books, it's the everything. And everybody wants to be identified with that thing. Thinking they're going, and then it wears off. And then the devil now comes. The marketing people, they'll find the next thing. And then that'll go for a season. It was frozen, remember, about a year back. And everything was frozen. And now it's gone on to Star Wars. And then from Star Wars, the devil will present something else. And people are keeping searching and trying this and trying that. Right from a young age, because that's what's being presented to them. And the way it's being presented is in a very attractive form. No, it's appealing the way that it's being. It seems like this is the real thing. But in the end, it's just a lie. The whole thing's a lie. It's a mirage. It's a makeup. That's all that it is.
Amen.
The prophet says they've got to be like Roy Rogers or Matt Dillon. You know, those are the cowboys of the day. Yeah? Or some television program outfit. They're trying to impersonate that person. Because they've set them up as an example. They've taken them for their standard of life. Because I see, but this person's successful. Hey, you know, it was Tom Cruise in his day. Hey, this guy's cool. Now it's the football players, Neymar and all these guys. And you find all the young guys have their hair cut like Neymar. Or like, you know, Ronaldo and all these guys. Why? Because I say, hey, this guy's successful. So there's something inside of you when you find something that seems to be successful. You want to identify with that. Because there's something new that seems to think in that association, you will be perceived as being successful as well. And that's, friends, it's just the way God made people. But if the devil can exploit that so successfully, how much more us?
Amen.
How much more can we use that God-given something? Oh, friends. And that's why God sent us the message of the hour. The ministry of the Son of Man. The real expression of who Jesus Christ is.
Amen.
When religion had made him all other things.
Right.
Had perverted this image of Jesus. The only example we should be pointing anybody to.
Amen.
He himself came down in this age to reveal who he really is.
Amen.
So we have a pure image, we have a perfect image to point our children to. We have a perfect reflection to point our young people to.
Ah,
oh, friends, we have a great privilege.
That's right.
And once you taste of the real thing, the living waters, you're not going to go and drink from the broken cisterns anymore.
Amen.
You know, that's a fake. What did he say in Jeremiah? The Lord, he says, my people have committed two evils. They've forsaken me, the fountains of living water, and they've hewed themselves out cisterns, broken cisterns, with tadpoles and moss and algae and all those kind of things inside of them, still waters, stagnant waters. Because I'm the fountain of living waters. If anybody drinks of that fountain, do you think you'll ever be satisfied drinking from that cistern again? You never will. So surely, friends, our emphasis as we come into this new year has got to be that. Because what is the message? It's the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's what it is. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. He is the only one worthy
Amen.
To be put before anybody as an example.
Because
he's the only one that's immortal. He's the only one that's perfect. And friend, when the soul tastes perfection, it's not going to thirst for the world anymore.
No.
When you can portray perfection, in your own imperfect way. But you can reflect perfection and point somebody to perfection. And then a person gets a desire. If the Lord has been working inside the deep, calling to the deep. Yeah, and the Lord has got somebody already searching and you come and you introduce them to the answer. Oh, friends, that's the only thing that you need to do.
Amen.
But how shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? You know, how can they know this example if it's never been brought to them, never been presented to them? He finishes off, he says, they're trying to impersonate that person, to set them up as their standard of life. And what do they find at the end of the road? The little fellas turn out to be gangsters and robbers. Why? Because they're following Matt Dillon.
That's right.
Now they're following even the heroes these days in these movies. They're not really heroes.
No.
They're the crooks. It's the bad guys that seem to be the heroes. You don't find a virtuous person anymore who's a really, that's a sissy. That's what the world would portray. But friends, there's a real hero.
Amen.
And his name is Jesus.
Amen.
And he never sinned once to be a hero.
Amen.
He forgave his enemies. He prayed for his enemies. He washed his disciples' feet. He went around doing good. He sacrificed his life. Then people spoke evil to him. He never answered back. And there's something in the soul that when that is reflected to you, something comes to life. I want to be like that.
Amen.
That's what I've been seeking all of my life. This is what I've been seeking all the days of my life. You tell me that wasn't how it was when you met this message. You tried a lot of things. I tried a lot of things. But like Brother Billy Paul says, when I met my wife, I stopped looking. Because I knew I found exactly what I was always looking for, but I didn't know what it was. But now I found what my soul was thirsting for. So I'm not going to look anymore. Ah, friends, and when you and I got in this message, I stopped looking. And I've never looked since then. And I don't ever intend to look anywhere else. Because this is my satisfying portion. This makes Jesus so real to me. This allows me, it points me continually to the living waters. And if I just follow what this message is teaching, what the prophet is pointing me to, friend, there's a fountain that's open that will never run dry. You will never thirst for the things of this world again. And that's how when we had our youth meetings, that's what the whole emphasis was. What's the living waters? If you come and drink from these waters, you'll never thirst again. Like we sing, you'll never thirst again. And that's got to be our emphasis. Friends, we can point people to the prophet. That's okay. But we're one step too low there. Let's point people to the one the prophet pointed them to. Because what was the prophet's greatest criticism? You boast too much on Jesus. You know, and that's what the prophet came to do. What? To reveal to us that Jesus is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever. You know, so the message came for that. The message is the revelation of Jesus Christ. What are the seals? The prophet says the opening of the seals is revealing Christ. No, it opens. And look, when the seals were opened in heaven, what does it say? Everybody fell down, took off their crowns, threw them at his feet and said, "Thou art worthy to receive all honor and glory and power." The real revelation of what this message is will make you love Jesus.
Amen.
Will make you give him preeminence inside of your life. Because the message is such a pure reflection of who he is. Through the ministry of the Son of Man. Through a Son of Man. That's a powerful thing if you think about it. But we're privileged people. We've got such a resource. And that's how when people first come, like Brother Nat and people. Yeah, when they come. This message is so powerful to them.
Amen.
Because they've been trying to drink from broken cisterns. And all of a sudden they find something. Say, yeah, this is it.
Amen.
The same as you and I. If you're ordained unto life, friends, when you find this message, you ain't going anywhere else. Let's finish off here before we pray. He says, it would just seem to be, there's no satisfaction among the people. What makes them do it? It's for a cause. It's a nature. God gave them that nature. They've got a nature that makes them want to have something to identify themselves with. Oh, and the devil perverts it. But then in due season, Jesus comes your way.
Amen.
And then he reverses all the years of the Palmer woman, all the years of the caterpillar.
Amen.
It doesn't matter the head start which the devil had. In due season, when he reveals himself, you say, oh, I've made a big mistake here. You know, I've been trying to set my example too low here. But now I found the masterpiece.
Amen.
Now I found perfection, the one that I should be making as my example. He says, "In the they're trying to find something to identify themselves with. And the reason they are doing it is because there's something in them that God made them that. But God made them an example to be identified with. And that's when he made Jesus Christ to become your Savior. That's the example. That's what the people want. That's what they should want, to be identified with Jesus, to be like him. If all the little boys that wants to be Hopalong Cassidy, or these others, or the little girls who want to be Annie Oakley and so forth, if they only wanted to be like Jesus, as much as they want to be like that, the Sunday schools would be running over everywhere. Now that brings it to the family altar. That brings it to the house and the blood on the door of the house. That brings it to how are we presenting Jesus to them? How are we representing Jesus? He says, God made a man to desire to have an example. And then God gave him an example. And that example is Jesus Christ, to be identified with him. So God puts it deep inside of somebody, and then God ministers the remedy to the deep. And friend, you have it in your experience. You have it in your hands. The weakest of believers at any experience with Christ, you have the remedy. And when you come in contact with somebody who's thirsting inside of their soul, our friends, you have a witness and a testimony. The prophet says, so that nature is in man. But he puts it on the wrong thing. He makes some man. Do you know the Bible says, well, cursed will he make flesh our stay? When you try to make flesh your stay or put your trust in flesh, the Bible says you are cursed. But it's easy to do it. Here's what causes a lot of it. Our newsstands are full of vulgar magazines. Our homes are full of pin-up pictures. Our news screens are never censored. There's no cleanness among us anymore. He says, I know you think that's awful hard, but somebody's got to be hard on it. Amen. When I was a little boy, I read the book of Tarzan and the apes. And Mama had an old fur rug that Mrs. Wathen had given her, laid before the dresser. And I cut that thing up and made me a Tarzan suit, and I slept in a tree for a week. I wanted to be Tarzan. Then when I read the book, The Lone Star Ranger, I rode her, the broomstick, out. Being a hobby, I was trying to be the Lone Star Ranger. It's no more than what people will do. It's what you read and the music you listen to.
Amen.
My.
Yes, sir.
It's what you read. So when you're reading that something that portrays the right image, there's going to be a something that ministers to the soul. And something's going to point you like a compass to the North Star to say, this is what I've always been looking for. And when you hear the right kind of music, it ministers a satisfaction within the veil. And you say, I listen to all of my boogie-woogie and my hip-hop, and I listen to all of those, but it never did the same to me like this kind of music does. And that's the purpose of music. He says, but oh, no wonder people are going crazy. It's enough to drive a human being crazy. But oh, I'm so thankful. I'll be thankful all through eternity to one day I read about Jesus. That satisfied me. I want to be like him. That's my desire. To be able to turn the other cheek. To go the second mile. To be able to forgive when the odds is all against you. To hold nothing against nobody, although they mistreated you wrongfully for your wrongdoing, but you still love them. That's the way I want to be. I want to be that kind of a person. I want to be able to be that when I'm railed upon, I'll rail not back. That's the kind of example that God gave us in Jesus Christ, and we ought to be identified with him. But sometimes we get sidetracked on that. Sometimes we try to point people at first to other things. We don't need to do that. You know, we can sometimes get caught up in trying to teach other things and mysteries of a lot of things to somebody that at that time they don't need those mysteries. They need to know the example to pattern themselves out. They need to know there's something to satisfy their thirst. And then once the thirst is quenched, let them go deeper now. Let the things unfold and take them deeper and deeper in the things that God has revealed. But it's got to be like that. Because only Jesus... I'll finish with this quote here. The prophet says in Tucson, it says, why would you want to take a substitute when there's a genuine baptism of the Holy Ghost that satisfies every fiber and longing in the human soul? That's the experience, brother, that satisfies the holy thirst that's in you. It satisfies it. Those living waters. There's nothing sweeter than those living waters. You follow that example. You set your eyes upon him. You pray, even as we sing the song, Brother George King, let's sing that song, Brother Flood Can Come. to be like Jesus. The prophet goes on in this message and he says, it's all these other kinds of music. He said, I was down there, they were playing the banjo and all these kind of things. He says, but me, I don't like those kind of things. He said, I love to get to that place I can raise my hands and say, sing that song, to be like Jesus. To be like Jesus on earth, I long to be like him. And friends, he satisfies. He every need supplies. The song says, only Jesus can satisfy the soul. Amen. Let's sing. Let's stand. Let's sing that song. Let's come to pray. Let's pray for ourselves as fathers and mothers. Let's pray for our children. Let's pray for our young ones. Let's pray for our Sunday school. Let's pray for our youth. Let's pray for the ministration of the word, the ministry in the church. Let's pray for ourselves as witnesses that the Lord will help us to portray that something that this world is dying for, that this world is longing to see, which is that example set before them.
From Bethlehem's manger came forth a stranger on earth I know to be like him. How rich is favor on earth I long,
I long
to be like him,
to be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus,
to be like Jesus
on earth I long.
Oh,
This is all through life's journey from earth to glory. I only ask to be like him. Let's come before him. Let's ask for that. Say, Jesus, I want to be like you. No, Harry Reagan sings the song and says, Jesus, I want to be just like you. Because he wants to be just like me, speaking about his young boy. Oh, friend, if somebody's looking up to you, and I'm sure somebody's looking up to all of us, let's come before him and say, Jesus, I just want to be a reflection of you. I want to identify myself with you in all of my ways, that, Lord, you may reflect yourself and minister to the longing soul of those that are ordained to find you in this age. Let's come before the Lord in prayer. Since does anybody have any prayer requests upon this evening? Any prayer requests at all that we can put before the Lord?
Amen. He's going to go to a doctor. He was on his skiing holiday. He must have just dislocated some fingers.
Mm-hmm.
So he was asking for prayer. He has to go see a doctor tomorrow.
Let's pray for Brother Neto with his fingers. He's hurt his fingers. Let's really put that before the Lord. Brother? Amen. Let's pray for the visa in the name of Jesus. It's a wonderful thing. Amen. Prescotty?
He seems to be going through some depression. And I think he was considering suicide or whatever. So I was asking, please, can you pray for him?
Amen. That's Brother David's niece's son. So he's seeking for something to satisfy. So let's really, really pray for him. Because we know that Jesus meets us in the point of need.
Amen.
So may the Lord really reveal himself in that. Anybody else, Brother Max?
Yeah, I just want to give a testimony.
Yes, bro.
Actually, because it raises up our faith.
Yes, bro.
Whatever we come here, whatever we pray about, the Lord always answers our prayer.
Amen.
If you remember, I got a request about a brand and wine.
Yes, yes, yes.
The landlord that took
the deposit. Amen.
Amen. He said, oh, brother, I'm sorry, I've forgotten. Just after a week, the landlord called.
He
said, we should come for our money.
Amen. Very good, bro. Wonderful. Amen.
They also, from out the money, what the woman was complaining, he took about 100 euros out of it to buy the places for. So that's very wonderful.
Very good. Praise the Lord.
Lift up our
faith. Amen, amen, amen. 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 I don't think we could ever doubt that the Lord hears and answers our prayers. No, just so many times. It's a truth prayer. Even last week when you prayed for Timmy, it was so powerful. How you were so well the next day. Just asking for prayer for Rachel. We had that vomiting bug in our house this week. So Benjamin had it first Tuesday, and then Rachel at 4 this morning, she started vomiting. She wasn't well today, so that's why everyone's at home. Didn't want to spread it around, but she's got a very high temperature, and she's got that devil they call the vomiting bug. So just asking the saints to put it before the Lord in prayer. Pray it. His tenure. Yeah. Yeah.
And they had a camp they want to. There's a kind of civil war.
Amen. Amen. Let's remember it's a serious situation. Bruh? Somebody's calling you? Let's pray for Ray Innocent. Somebody's tried to cheat him. May the Lord speak to that man the same way he spoke to Laban in a dream and said, don't touch my son. So we pray for that for the brother. Georgie, you want it, brother?
No, brother Dave asked me to give a testimony. I wasn't leading the songs and I completely forgot. Because I think, like Brother Max, you want to do
it. Okay, that's good stuff. Let's sing one more, sister. That's your neighbor, yeah? The best thing when you pray, let's pray for that. And whoever's got the burden for these things, like we said last week, if the Lord puts the burden on you, you're the best person to really pray about that. You know, everybody else will pray, but each of us, I think the Lord puts a burden upon us. So in all these different needs, let's really put them before the Lord. Because he hears and he answers prayer.
Amen.
The Lord is so faithful and he is good. You know, it's so humble. Sometimes we don't do it the way that other people do. Some people, when they have testimonies, they make it a big thing. And maybe we should. Now, I've been in churches and the saints, they make the testimony a real big event. You know, when someone comes, we don't really do that. We just say the things in a small way. And sometimes, like we said last week, when the prophet says how a testimony can set fire and bring forth another testimony. You know, we could really write a book of Acts. The things we've seen. If we really sat down and we just recorded the things that we've seen. Ah, friends, we've seen some. The Lord do some wonderful things. And he's in the business of doing it tonight. Even now, Lord. That's what it was. And I believe that. I believe if we agree now for Rachel, she'll be healed by the time I get home. If we agree now on each of these things. I believe it, bro. Because his word says it. And the heavens and earth will pass away, but his word will never pass away. And he's given us power. He's given us authority over all the works of the enemy. So let's come and pray once again as the Lord leads you. Let's take authority over these things. And as the Lord burdens you and quickens you and your soul, let's bring these things before the throne of grace. Let's sing one chorus and let's come to a word of prayer again for these needs. Let's just sing hallelujah. He's an answering God.
He's an answering God. Hallelujah. He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Answering God.
Hallelujah. He's an answering God. When I pray in Jesus' name and by faith the answer came. Hallelujah. He's an answering God.
Let's not forget Brother Wilmore on his delayed flight, that the Lord will bring him safely back as well. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. Let's put these needs and come before the throne of grace. The Lord said to come boldly before the throne of grace, that you may find grace to help in time of need. He said, call upon me in the time of trouble, and I will answer. I will deliver you, and that he'll glorify his name. So let's come before the Lord in accordance with his promise and invitation, in Jesus' name.
Oh, Father,
I bring these things before you, Lord, upon this day. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I call upon thee in the time of trouble for Rachel.
Father, Lord, for what better place can we go?
Precious
Father,
name,
Lord,
Father,
with a need, with a desire.
Now, Jesus,
Lord, Savior, Father, as we have tonight,
I curse the infirmity.
To come, Lord,
I curse,
Savior,
Lord Jesus, that
sickness. I
curse
that
spirit of infirmity, Lord. To set these priorities in order for your glory,
Lord.
To minister grace in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
Lord. Lord,
let's just sing a chorus. Let's remember Michael as well with his exams. He was asking for that. Let's remember that before the Lord. Michael, yeah? Let's sing a chorus, brother. Max, would you come and dismiss us once we sing our chorus in Jesus' name? Just to say, next Friday evening, we'll be having a special service with Brother Tom. He's got people who want to be baptized in his church, and we have one person as well who's looking also to be baptized again. So really asking for pray about that. A special service next Friday evening instead of our prayer meeting. There'll be evangelism. Brother Tom's coming to some evangelism preach, and then we'll have a baptism. So let's keep that in prayer. Let's keep Sunday service in prayer. Christmas Day in prayer. We'll have a service as well. Let's just pray in this season when the world is thinking of these things. Let's take advantage of the season. You know, when a person's soul or mind is leaning in a certain direction, may the Lord grant us wisdom to use that, like the prophet said, to bring the truth to somebody. So may the Lord bless you as we depart in Jesus' name, Brother Max, once we sing our chorus. Amen.
Wonderful, wonderful,
Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, Jesus is to me.
Counselor, mighty grace,
mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name. Wonderful, wonderful, Jesus is to me. Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God is He. Saving me, keeping me from all sin and shame. Wonderful is my Redeemer, praise His name.
Oh, hallelujah. Oh, we thank the Lord for His word tonight.
Amen.
And as I see Daniel and Willie, how they are just clapping their hands and Amen. Worshiping God. Oh, that's so great.
Amen.
And I could see Grace and Savior also, while Pastor was preaching, they were taking notes. Oh, wonderful.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
The Lord is doing something in our midst.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Let's bow our eyes. Dear Heavenly Father, we really thank you, God. We give you all the praise and honor and glory. Oh, even for your word tonight, Lord. Oh, so wonderful, Lord Jesus. That, Lord Jesus, we thank you, God, for the testimonies. It has proven that, Lord, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Even as the prophet said, Jesus is still on the job.
Amen.
We thank you, the Lord Jesus. We put our prayers before you, and answers are coming, O God.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord, we know you are the same Jesus.
Amen.
And we bring this request, Lord, before you, God.
Yes.
We remember, Lord, we prayed for our little Tim.
Yes.
And he was healed.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord Jesus, our little girl.
Amen.
Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
As the prophet said, we break through the veil of sickness.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And clam absolute healing for our little daughter in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Father, there is this young man over there that Brother David brought before us, Lord.
Amen.
Thinking about suicide, Lord.
Amen.
It's all because, Lord, he has not been able to find the right thing to quench the thirst that is in him. He's looking from the wrong area. Lord Jesus, as you met Paul on the way to Damascus, Father, meet him, O God.
Amen.
Father, we pray the Lord Jesus, that water, that woman at the well asked, Father, fill him. The Lord, it will be a well of everlasting life. Oh, rising up, Lord Jesus, to bring life unto him. The Lord, he will take away that idea of suicide, O God. The Lord, you renew him, O Lord, and bring him back the way, O God, Lord Jesus, you created him, O God. Father, our brother is asking about family visa. In the name of Jesus Christ, you know where the application is. Lord, we commit it into your hands.
Amen.
The Lord will bring it to light, Lord.
Yes.
And the Lord Jesus, there will be a positive answer.
Amen.
We thank you, the Lord Jesus, you have done it for us. And there is someone who is trying to cheat our brother.
Amen.
Oh, yes, Lord. We remember Brother Bran brought his request, Lord.
Yes.
And Father, he never went again to the landlord.
Amen.
The landlord herself called.
Amen.
Come and take your money.
Yes.
Because the children of the living God had prayed.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yes.
We know the Lord. Whoever have taken our brother's money, it will be returned in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, all other requests of God, unspoken ones, Lord, you know the need of your church, O God. Father, we commit all into your hands. The Lord Jesus, your Holy Spirit, O God, oh, will meet each and everyone according to your riches in glory. Oh, that's where our faith is anchored. The Lord, you will answer every request, Lord. And Father, looking at the message that we received tonight, Father, we commit all our home altars, Lord, into your hands. The Sunday schools, Lord, into your hands.
Amen.
The Father, even as we love these, our children, O God, we pray the Lord that none of them will be lost, Lord.
Amen.
So, Father, we pray the Lord Jesus in our family altars, Lord.
Amen.
In the Sunday schools, Lord, when they come in, O Father, arrest their attention, Lord Jesus. Their hearts and their thoughts, everything, O Lord. And Father, even this moment, Lord, we are taking the authority you have given to us against any imagination that will try to exalt itself against the knowledge of you, Jesus Christ, in the life of these children. Lord, we break them down.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, even as we are seeing signs here tonight, your little ones clapping their hands, worshiping you. Others taking notes, Lord. Oh, Father,
We thank you what we are doing amongst our children, Lord. Father, as many that need it, oh Lord, oh, to break through those veils that are in front of them, Lord. Oh, the veil of association, the veil of friends, the veil of the world. Oh, in the name of Jesus Christ, we tore each one down now. Oh, Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, what you are doing in this church, Lord. That's why tonight, Lord, our heart is full of joy, oh God. Because, Lord, you prove that you are in the midst of your children. Father, we commit, Lord, our going out into your hands. As you brought us in, Father, we pray journey mercies once again. Amen. And even, Father, we pray for all the time. We pray for other road users, Lord. Yes. We don't know them. Keep each one safe, Lord, to their destinations, Lord. Amen. And, Father, we want to commit this coming Sunday, Lord, into your hands. Amen. If you tarry and we will come back here, Lord. Oh, Father, all that we need, Lord, the Holy Spirit to sweep over us, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. And even, Father, we commit to, Lord, our brother who is Friday's service, Lord, also into your hands. That, Lord Jesus, it will be a special time, oh God, with you.
Amen.
Father, your church, we are still looking at evangelism, amen, witnessing. Lord, we know out there how what the message we've heard tonight, how people are trying to look for something to test their quench, Lord, to quench their thirst, Lord, but they are not finding the answer. The only answer is Jesus Christ. Lord, help us to reach them wherever they are. Lord, lead our footsteps to them, O Lord, wherever they are, Father. We pray that, Lord Jesus, you will make a way for us, O Lord. To reach them, Lord, and present the answer, the right answer, being Jesus Christ unto them. That's the desire, O Lord, of this church.
Amen.
Father, we pray, help us now, and let the Holy Spirit lead us, O God. We submit ourselves to you. Surrender all into the leadership of the Holy Spirit. In Amen. Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Amen.
Let's sing that song, We Are Here to Praise You. Is that not what we're here for, saints? We're here for nothing else. We're here to praise Him. And if you need to use words, let's use words. Amen. May the Lord be with you as we dismiss. Amen.
We are here to praise You. Lift our hands and sing. We are here to praise You, Lord, the best that we can bring. Oh, bringing You alive, rising from our hearts.
So we live.
Everything within us cries.